Funding for this podcast comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
It's a challenge that many bicyclists face, particularly in cities like Boston. And full disclosure here, I am a regular biker. Okay, so you're on the road and a car cuts you off and forces you out of your lane. Or maybe someone pulls out of a parking space without seeing you. What do you do? Well, obviously you get out of the way, if you can. But wouldn't it be nice if you had a horn? I mean, a real horn.
And that wasn't a car that just drove by beeping a horn. That was Jonathan Lanzi with his loud bike horn.
That's right. In the war of attrition between bicyclists and motorists, Jonathan Lanzi just upped the arms race. The 28-year-old engineer has designed a small, compact bicycle horn as loud as anything on the road. He used Kickstarter to raise $40,000 to develop the horn and hopes to be selling it soon. We caught up with Jonathan Lanzi yesterday in Kendall Square for a demonstration and for a bit of a tutorial in the science of loud horns.
And you're the inventor of the loud bicycle horn. Is that what we're going to call it?
Yes, it's the loud bicycle horn.
So give us a sense of what it sounds like.
Sure.
In other words, it sounds just like a car.
Yeah, we've got a nice echo here in front of this garage.
Jonathan, tell me how this came to be.
So I was biking along one day and I was about to get cut off by a car. And so I felt like honking. But I couldn't, of course, because I was on a bicycle. But I'm an engineer, so I thought, well, I could just make one. And so I went off to AutoZone, grabbed some car horns, went to Home Depot, got a few pipe fittings, and attached it to my bicycle with rubber bands and a bunch of other things. Mm-hmm. You know, I was biking around with a car horn and was really amazed at how effective it was.
And in what way? I mean, people got out of your way when they needed to?
So drivers are really tuned in to the sound of a car horn. They're sensitized to it. When they hear it, they've got well-trained reflexes to react immediately and do exactly what they're supposed to do. So if they're, say, backing out of a driveway, if they hear a horn, they're going to stop immediately. As a cyclist, that's exactly the reaction that you want them to have.
I'm a cyclist. I find myself, when I get into a really difficult situation, I yell. Doesn't seem to do a whole lot of good, though.
The problem is reaction times. So with yelling, it takes a lot longer for the driver to think, oh, someone's yelling. Oh, they're yelling because of me, maybe. Whereas if they hear a horn, it's like they know exactly what to do right away. And sometimes with reaction times, those few seconds can actually make a really big difference.
Have you had occasion to use it and really seen a difference?
Yeah, so I've been biking with it for about 2 years now, so I've had plenty of experience. And it's really fun. Typically, drivers are really scared because they think they're about to get into an accident with another car. But then they're really relieved when they see me go by because they realize that, you know, there's been no accident. But then they're also super confused. This one time, this guy was pulling out of a parallel parking spot. So I was really close. I was right up against his window when I honked. When he heard me right there, he didn't know what to think. He looked like he was expecting a wizard to be standing there.
It's about, what, maybe 4 or 5 inches across. It's cylindrical. It fits really neatly right behind your handlebars. And so what's this going to sell for?
It sells for $95. Right. So right now we're still taking pre-orders, but we're hoping that it's going to be really soon that production is going to be finished and we'll have these out on the streets.
Tell me sort of what goes into the thinking behind the sound of a horn and what people respond best to.
So there's actually been a lot of studies about car horns and reactions in accident type situations. And car horn typically has two notes. So there's a high note and a low note. And together, they make a really nice broadband sound, which has a few advantages. One, you can tell where it's coming from. Also, the two notes excite more neurons. And so you're actually more able to pick that sound out of, say, the bustle of a city than you would be able to with just a single note.
And how loud is it?
It's 112 decibels.
And that's a typical car horn, right?
That's a bit on the, it's what I call a proper car. you can honk basically forever. Really, it's up to the cyclist to use some restraint.
We've had these conversations on Radio Boston about driver responsibility, biker responsibility, and we also hear from people who say, you know, sometimes the bicyclists are a little too reckless. Any concern that this could just make bicyclists, I don't know, almost too aggressive on the road?
Some drivers are concerned about that, but I'd like to quote one of my backers on the Kickstarter, Calvin Bean, who I think he said it best when he said that I'd rather face an angry driver than a kind EMT.
This is a good point. Has anyone gotten mad at you about this horn?
Closest I had was one person in an SUV after I honked and prevented them from cutting me off. They pulled up and said, "You're not a car, sir."
A pretty mild rebuke. And actually factually true.
But generally, people are just relieved when they see me. No one wants to hit a cyclist.
Well, let's hope that's true anyway. Jonathan Lanzi is the inventor of the loud bicycle horn. You can see pictures of it and read more about it at radioboston.org.